rushing team coming in the NFL, and you know, Carson Palmer's been sacked a lot. How do you go into this game and try to make them one-dimensional so that you guys can kind of feast?
We just got to trust the game plan and make sure that we do our job the best we can, because you know, we got, I always tell myself, I got 10 other players out there. If I do my job right, I'm trusting that everybody else is going to do their job, and then it all kind of works together. And that's all we got to worry about. Worry about us and not worry about what they do too much. Just worry about our scheme, how we going to fit our gaps this weekend, make sure we maximize that in practice so that in the game is just like practice.
Second week in a row now that you guys have faced a veteran that has been around a long time. Is there anything different about your approach when you're facing guys that you know exactly what's going on and you can't really fool them very much?
Really, that's when it comes down to just, you got to strain. You know, you got to win your one-on-one matchups. And, you know, they know what we're going to do, but you got to beat your man. And you got to make sure that it's not your guy type of mentality. And I think, you know, our coach on the defensive side do a great job of just making sure that we're in a position to make a play. And then obviously, can't be out there to make that play for us. We got to do it ourselves. So we got to keep working in practice and work the technique so that they can trust that you're going to get it done on Sunday.
You talked last week about, before Fletcher was out, about having that connection with the defensive tackle next year. What was it like last week not having Fletcher there, and how it was still able to work?
Oh, it was cool, man. You know, it worked out really good because Timmy is good too, you know, and Timmy, he's a guy that's just like me, a hustle guy that's just going to continue to the whistle blown. And I think with him, I just had to worry about, like, just the timing of it, like, you know, knowing when to come inside, because he hit a certain gap the way we, like, it's like a game that we play. And you know, I just had to learn how he do things and what he mostly do all the time. And I know Fletch, he like to stay outside on his rush, so I try to, if I see him outside, I come inside. Sometimes he'll go inside, but it's just constant communication on the line. I think we did a good job of that, just kind of knowing what we was going to do pre-snap.
When you look at the tape of C. Barnett, Brandon, what are your thoughts on how good he can be?
He can be really good. Like I told him, just work on just getting off the rock, you know, because that's been my knock. Like, I'm always one step late, and I felt like sometimes it's because I didn't get off the ball fast enough, or I'm just one split second late because I didn't get off the ball fast enough. And I see the similar things with him. Like I told him, you're already ahead of the curve, man. Like, you got a bunch of guys that's in this room that's trying to help you make sure that you continue to work your craft every day. And all you got to do is continue to keep trusting it. And I think he is. Like, you know, he's really, you know, he's a coachable kid, you know, somebody that works hard. You know, he just want to get it done. And we want to help him.